It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Breaking News on a big Breaking News Monday, as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Quantitative easing on our mind. David Fisher here to talk about it in Money Monday. Is the DNC connected to the Ukraine scandal? Dr. Gina will weigh in. Margo Cleveland tells us about the Supreme Court case that the Supreme Court is taking up. And General Jack Keane responds to the Kurd controversy. It's all straight ahead.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And you may be tired of fighting radical Islam, but they're not tired of fighting you. To say to the American people, ISIS has been destroyed in Syria, I think a lot of military people are sad today that we've given back the battlefield to the enemy.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham, who totally has the president's back on the Ukraine and the impeachment stuff. In fact, he's threatened in the last 24 hours, if the whistleblower doesn't voluntarily come forward, he'll make sure that the identity is put on the record and put the witness under oath in the Senate, if or when it ever comes to that side of Congress. Welcome to a Monday, Kevin McCullough. Big, busy day. We've got so much to get to. A blockbuster story. There is now video and audio and email evidence that the Democratic National Committee coordinated with the corrupt Ukrainian government at the time to help Hillary Clinton and harm Donald Trump. You'll hear some of it, and we'll get a reaction from Dr. Gina Loud in a little bit on the campaign trail today. But I want to get to the top story. As everyone was waking up today and has been discussed all day long across the news cycle, did the president betray our relationship with the Kurds in Turkey as it relates to stopping ISIS and what we've done? General Jack Keane, of course, retired four-star general and Fox News senior strategic analyst, had words and reactions to this. He was put to the question, General Keane, did most people see this coming?
No, not at all. I mean, there was serious negotiations going on in terms of how to establish this safe zone. The Kurds, the Turks wanted 30 kilometers, the Kurds wanted 5. We were doing joint patrols together. The Kurds were removing fortifications. Its process was not going as fast as Erdogan wanted. I believe he's thrown his weight around here, clearly with the White House and the administration, to make this process go faster. And obviously, he's going to make it go very quick now.
Okay, and then communication was basically because Erdogan wanted this, that the president was going to reconcile with it. And so far, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, and bipartisan leaders in the House have said that they're very concerned about this. Earlier today, I spoke with Dr. John Eibner of the Christian Solidarity International, and he seems to believe that some of the concerns may be a bit overblown, a bit overstated, that Kurds currently live in Turkey. They are discriminated against. They endure prejudice, but there is no genocide of Kurdish peoples just yet. Regardless of that, the question was put to General Keane, do you support this move, yes or no?
There's one word that describes this for me, betrayal. And I think it's a strategic blunder that will have significant implications. Just hold on to this thought for a second. We went into eastern Syria to defeat ISIS. The Syrian Democratic Forces, which the Kurds were a part of, had 60,000 ground troops. We provided 2,000 to help them. It took us 2 years. We fought every single day to defeat ISIS. The Syrian Kurds, who we're talking about here, lost over 11,000 in that fight. And now we're trying to keep our foot on their throats so they don't reemerge again in eastern Syria, and they're already showing some activity. Okay, how can we possibly walk away from them?
that how can we possibly walk away? The question by General Jack Keane. The president tweeted about this at some length, being somewhat defensive, I guess, seeing some of the early reactions during the day, and basically said this is something that he campaigned on. He wanted to end these endless wars. He wanted to bring our troops home. And so the general was asked to react to the president's tweets.
I take it at face value what his motivation is. He's frustrated by being involved in these things, and in his mind they seem to be endless. But foreign policy and international relations, they're challenging, and they're at times very messy, and they're certainly complicated. Look, we stayed post-World War II in Europe as a complicated situation with the Soviet Union. We're still in Korea with our troops as a complicated situation. Post-conflict, it takes presence and it takes involvement to make certain things don't get worse as a result of your decisions, which I think is the danger here.
And actually, it's pretty easy to understand that following our departure from Iraq, when President Obama decided to just unilaterally yank them all home, that we saw a tremendous problem emerge in the way ISIS began to just cannibalize the entire region. Really problematic. So he's asked, what do you anticipate the fallout to be, General Jack Keane?
Well, if this stands as it is, the Syrian Kurds will have no choice. Think about this. Here comes the Turkish proxies followed by artillery and air power. How are they going to defend themselves? The United States has already said, we're not going to do it. They'll go to the Assad regime, and they'll get Russian air power, Iranian proxies, and pro-regime forces to defend them. And then what? Then the Russians and Iranians will own eastern Syria. That's what we are giving up here after we fought so hard to stabilize this situation.
That is indeed one of the problems that the Senate leader Mitch McConnell raised today, that Russia and Iran and Syria all seem to love this idea that they will now have that much control of Turkey and be that much closer ultimately to Israel. So the bottom line question Jack Keane was asked is, why does he think the president made this specific decision?
Well, I understand about endless wars, but this is not about a war. This is about how do you manage the peace? How do you manage post-conflict? That's what this issue is. We have two national interests there. One, do not permit ISIS to reemerge. That's number one. And two, do not permit Iran to take over all of Syria and therefore be able to encroach on Israel. Listen, wars have endings, clearly, but it's the peace you have to put as much effort into winning as well. Look what happened when we pulled out of Iraq. We won the war there. Bush handed a victory to President Obama. Obama walked away because he was fed up with it, much as you see sentiments here being registered. And guess what? We lost that peace, and we found ourselves embroiled in a much larger conflict after that.
All right, so some reaction from General Jack Keane, who actually was going to join us live, but got pulled into a national emergency meeting moments before we hit air. So glad to be able to get his thoughts on this regardless. I have some concerns about this move. I was glad that I did speak with Dr. John Eibner earlier today, because it did give me a slight different angle on it to understand, for example, that the Kurds do exist in Turkey, albeit in a biased state, a prejudiced state. They are considered second-class citizens there. They are not currently being unilaterally murdered, and there's no genocide of the Kurds. That is the kind of ultimate language that you're hearing from Republicans on Capitol Hill. But I also do understand the general's concern, and I understand the concern of our allies, which may be saying, well, wait a minute, if you ask us to stand with you and we help you fight the bad guys and we lose a lot of people in fighting the bad guys, and admittedly it was on their turf and they had more interest in keeping the bad guys out, but what about the promise that America will be there? I guess the question becomes, for how long and at what cost? And if the president, in response to some of this criticism today, issued another tweet in which he said, look, I've told Turkey in the past, if you mistreat the Kurds, I'll unload on you. We'll just go full blast on you. Will that be enough to ensure the Kurds' safety? I don't know. But the general's concern that they will now link forces with Assad and by extension Iran and Russia, I think that is concerning. And I think letting that group get that much closer to Israel And to be honest, our allies in the region, that's a problem for me. We'll see where it goes. The president, you know, sometimes he changes his mind. This could be one of those times. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, we've got a lot to get to. The Supreme Court's taken up a huge case that could undermine the entirety of the essence of Roe v. Wade, but it'll start on a practical way. And then we've got a blockbuster story that indicates that the DNC worked with Ukraine to help Hillary, not Trump.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Thrilled to tell you about the next edition of Dining Out Dialogues presented by Dining Out Magazine, AM 970 The Answer, and AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission. They are simply a very simple series of live remotes from 3 to 6 p.m. on location with top chefs, celebrity co-hosts, and special guests. And the next stop on the 2019 Dining Out Dialogue Tour is Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee, New Jersey. October 18th, Chef David Berg. Now, I don't really need to tell you more, but if you needed one more reason, I'm going to be on location with special guest co-host Lisa Patman. You remember her from Good Morning America. She was with the part of the Grillmaster series that they did. Anyway, we're all going to be at Ventanas, 200 Park Avenue, Fort Lee. Hors d'oeuvres served after the free broadcast from 5 to 6 that day. And RSVP for the dinner is required because the cost is $95 per person, and they're almost all sold out. Additionally, if you would like some of the limited seating to be seated at Chef's Table with yours truly and Chef David Burke, it's slightly more, $150 per person, but you need to do that quickly because I'm not kidding you. They may be out of seats already. 201-583-4777. That's 201-583-4777. Then late night at Ventanas is going to kick in from 9 to 10:30. If you are so inclined, scotch and cigars under the stars as they open the back wall and turn on the fireplaces. You've never seen the beautiful place like Ventanas at the Modern. You've got to see it. Hope to see you October 18th for the Dining Out Dialogues at Ventanas in Fort Lee.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My Plug-In Pest-Free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-In Pest-Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-In Pest-Free.
AM 970, The Answer. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. I told you last week that the Supreme Court, has decided to take a second look at a very important law that sets a very good standard for what should be a basic kind of no-brainer in terms of abortion law and practice in America. But I am thrilled today to be able to report that at thefederalist.com, even though they are a competitor to the website I Write For, they are one of my favorite sites and one of my favorite contributors there. Margo Cleveland has written on this today. She covers all kinds of legal matter in her column on a regular basis. And Margo, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What did the Supreme Court decide on Friday?
So the Supreme Court had granted cert or certiorari, which means that they agreed to hear an appeal from a lower court, and they agreed to hear an appeal that involved Louisiana's abortion law that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at a hospital within a 30-mile radius, so that if something goes wrong, they can have the patient admitted to a hospital and be able to care for them at the hospital. And a lot of people made notice of that decision and that the Supreme Court was going to hear the case. But what they didn't realize is that the Supreme Court also granted the state's cross petition, which said, hey, if you're going to hear this case, we also want you to decide whether or not the abortion providers that are suing have the right to sue, which is what we call standing in the legal world. And the cross petition that Louisiana filed was amazing. It broke down in great detail why it makes no sense to have the abortionist and the abortion clinic to be able to represent a woman's so-called right to an abortion, because it's, you know, the fox guarding the hen house. They don't want restrictions that are going to make it harder for them to be able to build a service. And these laws are designed to protect the woman. So why are you having the abortion doctors, the ones who are challenging these laws? And this is where, if folks dug into the cross petition, it's shocking what is going on with these different providers and who is actually performing abortions in these cases.
Give me an example.
So the one of the plaintiffs in this case, they referred to him as, I can't remember if it was Plaintiff One or Doctor One, I'm sorry, Doe One. So Doe One, who is part of the lawsuit, is a graduate from a medical school in the Dutch Caribbean. Not an OB, not a GYN. He is a specialist in family medicine and addiction medicine, but he's never actually practiced family medicine. He's never received any training in medical school about abortions. Instead, Doe 3, another abortion doctor, taught him on the job how to do this. And he's not an anomaly, as I note in my article. The petition the state puts in there says, Doe 3 also trained a radiologist and an ophthalmologist to perform abortions. They didn't do any background checks on these folks. They haven't had prior training. They're basically getting this on-the-job training. And these clinics have had violations for things such as having nurses who are not trained give out medications, things along those lines. So this is, again, the fox guarding the hen house. These are the people who are saying, oh, this law is going to interfere with a woman's right to choose. She's not going to be able to get an abortion. Well, she might not get one from incompetent doctors, which is the whole point of the law.
Well, and this became a bigger issue after we saw the tragedy of the Gosnell Clinic in Philadelphia and a couple of other horrific places. There was a clinic in, I think, South Texas that had similar kind of grotesque circumstances around it. But Margo, the public has, to at least to the limited degree that we're aware of the Gosnell case, we've had a taste of what it's like when someone who's not really qualified has people that are not qualified doing these procedures. And the truth is, women did die on those watches.
Right. So you have the Gosnell case where you had that. In this case, what really struck me when I was reading the cross petition was how similar it was to the Klopfer situation, who, as most of your listeners will remember, is the abortion doctor from Indiana who had recently died, and they discovered over 2,000
sets of fetal remains. Yeah.
Fetal remains. And what I'm not sure how many people realize, though, is he wasn't practicing, he wasn't performing abortions when he died, because the state of Indiana had pulled his license. And before they pulled his license, one of his clinics in Fort Wayne had actually closed, because Fort Wayne, the county that Fort Wayne is in, Allen County, had actually passed a law that said that a doctor who's a traveling doctor, that's basically what a lot of abortion doctors do. They ride a circuit where they go to one town and they just do mass abortions throughout the day, and then they go elsewhere. Well, in Fort Wayne, where Klopfer was practicing, he was sloppy, and he had left baby remains inside. Women got infections. They were admitted to the ER. One woman had to have a hysterectomy because of the problems in his incompetence. And they said, you can't practice here unless you have another doctor who will take care of patients if there's a problem.
Wow.
So he had a Fort Wayne doctor who agreed to do this. Dr. Cly, he served as his backup until he discovered that Klopfer was giving abortions to minors and not reporting the rates. And he said, no more. And that's what closed down his Fort Wayne clinic. And that's why Klopfer was not doing the abortions at the time that he died, because Indiana was enforcing these types of laws.
Yeah. Well, I've never understood the argument that, you know, people that want to have women be safe in the process of something, which I would think at minimum would be that they're dealing with a doctor that can put you in the hospital if something goes wrong, right, was ever a bad idea. But we know how powerful the abortion lobby has been. And they continue to try to wield that power. It looks like we're gaining some ground on them. And maybe with Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, we'll have a significant breakthrough on this. Who knows? But Margo Cleveland, thanks for the great reporting today at The Federalist.
Great. Thanks so much.
Read her piece, What to Know About the Abortion Case the Supreme Court Just Took. It's worth the read. Forward it to your friends. Inform all of them, too. We can have more clear thinkers on planet Earth. That's a good thing. I'm Kevin McCullough. Coming up next, a check on impeachment. Dr. Gina, don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have cloudy skies. It's 77 degrees on this Monday afternoon. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, MTA buses on the east side of Manhattan now have cameras looking for vehicles in the bus lanes. Let's get more from Scott Pringle.
These cameras are now on the M15 buses, which run along 1st and 2nd Avenues, and if they capture a license plate of a vehicle obstructing the bus lane, that footage then gets sent to the DOT. Officials will review it and determine whether the vehicle owner gets a $50 fine in the mail. This driver thinks it's a good idea.
Got a bit moving, you know, because it's getting crowded and crowded, and it's worse and worse.
Well, the M15 buses average under 5 miles per hour, so the MTA hoping these cameras will speed them up.
It will make them move faster, but on the other hand, it's just so much invasion of everything.
Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
According to a new poll, the majority of New Yorkers are in support of a full ban on flavored e-cigarette and vaping products. Siena College says 61% of respondents consider the ban a good idea, while 33% are opposed. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo's emergency executive order that would have made the ban reality is on hold thanks to a ruling from an appeals panel. Elected officials and health experts have expressed concerns with the growing number of lung injuries associated with vaping, with many of the belief that flavored products appeal directly to youth. In sports, Game 3 of the ALDS tonight in Minnesota between the Yankees and the Twins. Yankees up 2-0 in the best of 5. It's Game 4 of the National League Divisional Series between the Dodgers and Nationals. That game can be heard right here on AM 970, The Answer, beginning with the pregame show at 6 o'clock. Taking a look at the traffic in New Jersey, watch out for a lot of volume on the turnpike on the western and eastern spurs from 18 down to 15 in W and E. And we're also slow car and truck lanes right down to 13. Parkway slow southbound from the Essex tolls down to exit 138. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. Chance of a shower. Overnight low 58. Partly sunny tomorrow. High 66. Cloudy, windy on Wednesday with a chance of rain. High of 64. And cloudy Thursday. High 63. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got 3 kids in 3 different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code, The Answer.
There are lots of mortgage companies that are vying for your business. I hear all the messages out there. There's a lot of, you know, razzle-dazzle. They kind of take your money. You never hear from them again. That's why I love Fellowship Home Loans, because that is not the way they do business. I'm very careful about who I endorse. Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship Home Loans welcomed me into their office a number of weeks ago. I spent the day there, and I walked away really impressed. This is a mortgage lending company that pays it forward. This is a company that wants to put your interests first, not just try to take your money. Every loan closed results in a donation to Angel Armies, battling youth homelessness and human trafficking. That's the kind of company Fellowship Home Loans is. FellowshipHomeLoans.com, promo code Mike G. FellowshipHomeLoans.com, promo code Mike G. If you want to give them a call, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-7283. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, if you don't understand any of this, I don't either. But that's okay, because what you just heard is an audio recording that's just been released that apparently appears to show Artem Sitnik, director of the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, admitting that he tried to boost the presidential campaign of Hillary Clinton by sabotaging then-candidate Donald Trump's campaign. Ryan Saavedra over at the Daily Wire has reported on this. We're giving you the audio first. The connection between the Democratic National Committee and the Ukrainian government was veteran Democratic operative Alexandra Chalupa, who had worked in the White House Office of Public Liaison during the Clinton administration, then went on to work as a staffer and as a consultant for the DNC, according to Politico. Chalupa was working directly with the Ukrainian embassy in the United States to raise concerns about Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. And according to Politico, she indicated that the embassy was working, quote, directly with reporters researching Trump, Manafort, and Russia to point them in the right directions. The Ukrainian embassy political officer who worked at the embassy at the time, Andrei Telechenko, stated that the Ukrainians, quote, were coordinating an investigation with the Hillary team with Alexandra Chalupa, and that, quote, the embassy worked very closely with Chalupa. Breaking news, friends, bombshell. Email and audio evidence that shows that the Democratic National Committee colluded with Ukraine to boost Hillary and to harm Trump. Now, I'm sure this will lead the news cycle tonight, right? At 6 o'clock across the country on all the major networks. Dr. Gina Loudon rejoins us. Dr. Gina, that'll be the top story that everybody will be reporting tonight, correct? CBS, NBC, ABC, they will lead with that, right?
No, you know, they will cover that up. That's exactly what they will do, and you know it, and I know it. And what I think is so much fun about being on your show is I never know what I'm going to get, Kevin tells me today. I'm not even going to tell you what we're talking about today. Here we go. And we go live. But wow, Kevin, this is definitely a bombshell. And the funny thing about this is we can literally play back all of their words from the last several, I started to say weeks, and then I was going to say months, but let's say years,
yeah,
right?
True.
Use them against them. Only those sorts of hypocrisies never seem to hold up when we're talking about Democrats for some reason. But this should be a silver bullet. The question is, can the media cover up enough for the Democrats with this or not? And because that really becomes the question every single cycle.
Well, and you're seeing it more boldly and more aggressively than we've ever seen before, Dr. Gina. I mean, the Chuck Todd attack on Senator Johnson on yesterday's Meet the Press, I just found to be repulsive. And this is, see, the Democrats, I wrote about this yesterday, they are so unnervingly unsure of their own future. They're cheating at everything, right? So they're fake Russia, fake Ukraine, fake whistleblowers. They're not really whistleblowers. They're plants. They're recruited. They're coached. They're trained. Same thing with Blase Ford, with Kavanaugh. Recruit, coach, train. They're kicking them back out. This is an entire cabal of strategy. I mean, they could have put their energy into the last 3 years of actually trying to come up with policies and trying to make the case to the public that, you know, they have ideas that they should, that should be considered. But instead, they've gone 100% invested in this. We've just got to get Trump under all circumstances. And they pretend not to know how the dossier got written, but they wrote it. They pretend they don't know anything about the fraud and the FISA applications, but they authored them. They pretended Blase Ford was an innocent woman who chose to speak, but they recruited her and trained her and coached her. They pretend they don't have any knowledge of who these current and forthcoming whistleblowers are, but they're actually creating them in the process. Dr. Gina, everything about the Democratic search for the presidency right now is built on 100% fraud. It's all a fraud.
Well, and it's become a very serious system that has been in the works for decades now. This doesn't go back to 2016, Kevin. This goes back to right around the time you and I were probably born. And I say this once in a while on your show, but people don't realize I end up in the strangest of places. But I ended up literally sitting inside a room one time through one of my academic programs, Kevin, where I got to hear these people because they didn't realize I was in the room. And it was a very small group of socialists and feminist scholars who had gotten together back in the 60s and 70s and discussed how to invade the United States and take it down with socialism. This really, truly happened. And they talked about invading the schools, invading the churches, invading, of course, the Democrat Party, invading the globalists and the UN, and making sure that their agenda carried forth. And this is what we're seeing. And the reason they hate this president has nothing to do with anything except that he's not one of them, and he
right.
doesn't fear them, and he's not beholden to him. That's it, beginning and end. This is why they hate him. This is why they have to take him out. And so it's just all the more important why we stay bold for him.
Just shameless power grab is all it is. Dr. Gina, thank you. Thank you for your analysis. Thank you for your consistency. We appreciate it.
Always, Kevin. One more thing it's really important to note is that the media is part of this entire cabal. They're not in any way media anymore. As academic absorbers for all of these decades, they've been trained to be part of this. So there's no separation there between the Democrats, the socialists, and the media. It's all one big cabal. You're absolutely right about that.
They are the PR storefront for the Democratic Party.
That's correct.
That's
exactly
it.
Right.
All right. Dr. Gina, appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Take a check of the markets when we return.
Hugh Hewitt always asks the tough questions.
You're the son of the vice president. You're making $50,000 a month from a Ukrainian bad guy. Did he ever go to his father's office? Ever. You don't let people suspected possibly of being compromised go near classified documents. Shouldn't Hunter Biden have been under surveillance?
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
If a visit to Israel has been on your bucket list, now's the time to plan your trip with AM 970 The Answer. Experience something that will forever change you. The Stand With Israel Tour is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019 with nationally syndicated media hosts Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. Come along for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel where you'll experience insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of a truly remarkable nation. We'll take you behind the scenes to explore the places you've only read and heard about. The Western Wall, the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, and so much more. You can experience all this firsthand. Expert guides, important lectures at key sites by Dennis Prager, and you'll be surrounded by luxury and safety. Look forward to something special in your life. Stand With Israel, December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. For details about this all-inclusive trip, visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with the promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say use it all, oh, oh, always on my road, I'm still New York. Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is, well, officially fall, right? I mean, all the leaves are falling and the chill has finally gotten in the air. And even, you know, the kids are complaining about having to wear jackets to school and such nowadays. And that means that the new television season has started. In this last couple of weeks, the new Saturday Night Lives have been on. And the opening sketch of this one this week, no, not the opening sketch, the Weekend Update sketch, had a trade representative from China join the Weekend Update anchors as they were talking about their fake news story about China. And the whole sketch, the whole part of that sketch was about China and trade talks, China and trade talks. And I'm thinking, you know, between impeachment and the Kurds and everything else, I forgot there's still China and trade talks going on. David Fisher's back with us for the Money Monday. And David, shame on me for forgetting about it. But we are in the midst of what's going on over there. What is the latest with China and our trade talks?
Well, obviously, it's been on the back burner because China's been on a national holiday celebrating their independence that started in 1949. So they stalled for a while, and now it doesn't look like they're moving forward, although there's going to be a meeting this week, a very important one. Markets are a little bit disappointed. President Trump says that if a deal is going to be done, he wants to be 100% for the United States, and otherwise they're not going to make one. But China is balking at a broader trade deal, Kevin. The Chinese officials have indicated that they're increasingly reluctant to pursue a big, great deal. In fact, Bloomberg interviewed the Vice President, Premier Liu He, who's the leading Chinese delegation at the high-level talks that will start or will continue this Thursday. And he said that he would bring an offer to Washington. It will not include those commitments on reforming Chinese industrial policy. In other words, the transfer of technology is not going to include that. They're going to keep on doing that. And that is one of the biggest outstanding long complaints to the United States. So I don't think we're going to get a deal, like I've been saying, in the near future.
Yeah, well, and we shouldn't get one. China should not be able to hijack our technology for free. which is basically what they do. They put a gun to the head of the company and they say, if you want to sell to our market, you have to show us how it's made. And it's just not right. There's nothing right about that. So, all right. Well, so that will cease to, I mean, that will still hang out there. We'll see where that goes. Now, in recent days, the Fed has been injecting money into the system. I've asked you, is it quantitative easing? Is it not? There's different people calling it different things. It's the same idea, though, is it not, David Fisher?
Yeah, it's the same idea. The Fed has injected so far $278 billion through the repurchase of securities, treasuries. But the Bank of New York Federal Reserve announced on Friday, Kevin, that it's going to continue this process of injecting. They call it the repo market. It's not called quantitative easing, but it is indirectly the same thing. They're actually continuing this program that they said they were going to stop it on October 10th. Now they're saying we're going to continue through November 4th, so it's going to go over a longer period of time, as well as they said they're going to do another repo program, a 14-day repo operations that will happen twice a week. The other one happens every day, but the one that's happening twice a week is $35 billion. The one that happens every day is up to $75 billion. So the Fed is putting the pedal to the metal when it comes to injecting money in the system, and many are saying that the repo market turmoil is just a justification of a quantitative easing program. So, and it manifests that we're going to have bigger problems, obviously. It's a debt problem and liquidity issue, but the Fed is injecting much more than the norm into the system.
So does that push us any closer to recession?
Well, Morgan Stanley just came out and said we're so much more closer. They're only looking at three things. They've been saying for the last couple of weeks we're headed towards a recession, but the three things are simply the ISM manufacturing, which went negative last week. That's why we had bad market days there. The second thing went negative is the U.S. consumer confidence index is at the highest level since 2000, but it's showing a sign of weakness, so there's possible some negativeness coming. But when you look at that, every single market top happened when the consumer confidence was as highest, and then, you know, it was high in 2000, we had 2001, it was high in 2008, we had a recession in 2008, but the third variable is initial jobless claims, and although this number reflects the health of the labor market, it tends to move ahead of the official unemployment rate. But here's a big startling thing. News is now coming out, massive layoffs happening, big companies across America. HP just announced they're going to cut up to 16% of its workforce, 7,000 to 9,000 employees. WeWork is cutting 5,000 employees, a significant layoff. Kroger's laying off. Sports Illustrated announced in a private meeting among staff members that half the newsroom is going to be laid off. Uber's laying off 435 employees. John Deere, the list goes on. This is not a doom and gloom. It's just a sign that you need to buckle your seatbelts. Get prepared because the party looks like it's over.
All right. Given all that, what does the gold market look like this week?
Well, gold is being talked about because central banks have purchased the most amount of gold in the history this year. They surpassed last year already, and last year was the largest year purchasing since the last 50 years are recorded. So that is a big thing. We had the biggest amount of gold money flowing into the market the last 2 weeks, $2.8 billion. And Goldman Sachs came out and said gold is now going to reach $1,600 in next quarter. So get ready for it. Central demand gold is the strongest. And by the way, the FDIC came out with a report. They only have 1.4% on money to bail out banks. So only 1.5%, less than that, of banks that go under, people will be able to have their money back. So beware of this. Get some gold because of the bail-in and because we're headed into a recession.
All right. You want more information on gold in particular. The new newsletter from Landmark Capital is Gold. Is it now a golden opportunity? And you can get a copy of that by just calling 844-604-2575. You can also get the 2019 white paper, The Coming Bail-In, the seventh edition of The Coming Bail-In white paper. New and updated information and an explanation of what happens if that recession does hit and they decide to pull the bail-in trigger. Your bank accounts could be taken from. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, thanks so much.
Thank you.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Nancy Pelosi's impeachment against President Trump has started, but who's telling you the real truth? Newsmax TV is. Now millions of Americans like you are tuning into Newsmax TV. Every night, find shows on Newsmax TV with Mike Huckabee, Bill O'Reilly, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, and so many more. You can find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more. Watch Newsmax TV right now, because it's real news for real people.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm not gonna respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man, what he's doing that no president has ever done.
Yeah, you know why? He didn't have to. No president has ever had to look into foreign interference in a former election. Because there wasn't this kind of subversive plot underway to undermine the other political party, Joe Biden. And yeah, you're going to get asked that 100 times a day on the campaign trail, bucko. So either get ready to face it and have a better attitude, or just be ready to stay in third place in your little Democratic primary, because your fundraising is terrible. You've dropped in the polls and everybody thinks you're cooked. Your goose is cooked. And it, if you stay out of prison, that might be being generous. Joe Biden over the weekend ticked that the press corps won't ask him about Donald J. Trump. Anyway, more on that in just a second. Tonight, if you happen to be in the Fort Lee area, I'd like to invite you to stop in at the Cuba Eatery. It's a grand opening get together for Cuba Restaurant. They are the cover restaurant of Dining Out magazine. Dining Out is the partner to our Dining Out Dialogue broadcasts. And Cuba at 2139 Hudson Terrace, 7 to 9 tonight. They're going to have hors d'oeuvres and beverages and raffles. It's all going to have lots of fun. That's 2139 tonight, Hudson Terrace, Fort Lee, New Jersey. I might make an appearance sometime around 7:30. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to do my best. But come on out and celebrate with Cuba and the Dining Out folks as we celebrate the grand opening and the cover story that they are for Dining Out magazine this week. Now, finally, New York just won a lawsuit to retrieve Trump's tax returns, said Charlie Kirk on Twitter earlier today. But here's an interesting fact. Despite spending the last 3 years demanding that the president turn his tax returns over, Nancy Pelosi has never released hers. Now, I don't know about you. I think it might be kind of interesting to see how a politician became a millionaire than to understand how a billionaire became president. One makes a lot more sense to me than the other. But then again, I just am thinking in terms of common sense. I don't have all that fancy political junk running around in my head that justifies all the crazy stuff that these people have to tell themselves every day just to get out of bed. Anyway, interesting parallel. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you tomorrow.